The Marlins are at Busch Stadium to face the Cardinals, and Giancarlo Stanton and company would provide a preview of next week's All-Star festivities in Miami.
Swing and a home run. 1-0 for the Marlins as the big guy finally breaks loose, Mr. John Stanton. He calls himself John Carlos now. And that's home run number 22, and it's 1-0 for Miami. Wasn't any doubt.
No, it was like an iron shot.
Well, when he hits them, that's about the way they go. It looked like one of those Jay Randolph one irons.
And that's exactly what it looked like.
Two on, two out. Here it is. Swing and a long one into left center. And he got it off the end of the bat, but it doesn't matter. A three-run home run. He's 2-for-2 with a solo blast and now a three-run homer. There's your deep doo-doo, all right. He hit number 22 in the first inning. He hits number 23 here in the second inning, and it's 6-0.
Here's a swing and a long high fly ball deep left field. Martinez jumps and can't catch it. The ball goes into the Marlins bullpen. Marcell Ozuna leads off the third with a home run, giving the Miami Marlins a 7-0 lead. And that's the third home run hit tonight by Miami. The first two by Giancarlo Stanton. But something happened after contract talks that he didn't play well enough. They sent him back to the minors a couple of years ago. Here's a long drive to left field, back toward the wall. This is off the wall. A run scores with D. Gordon crossing into third base Stanton and into second with an RBI double, Marcell Ozuna. It's 8-3 Miami.
They just keep coming after you, don't they?
And Leak has yet to put up a zero tonight.
The pitch. Swinging a high pop-up. Goes into right center, and this is trouble. It's at the wall, and it's gone, a home run. Man, oh, man, that thing was a high drive, and it just didn't come down. Bauer's 19th of the year, is 55th RBI, and it's now 9-6.
Justin Bour puts the capper on a 9-6 Marlins win. He's an NL final vote candidate for the All-Star game, and he'll be in the home run derby along with Giancarlo Stanton. Miami has now won 3 out of 4, and Dustin McGowan picks up the win. He's 5-0 in relief this season. The Redbirds have now lost back-to-back games. They fall to 40-44 on the season. Here's their manager, Mike Matheny.
Made a nice push, and I felt all along we were gonna get right back and not just close, but I thought that we were gonna put ourselves in position to take that game. And I just had that sense inside the dugout. Bullpen came in, did a nice job. We continued to give us opportunities. We had lots of outs left to make something happen, but that's a big number to overcome. Yeah, I mean, a five-run inning, two well-placed balls off the end of the bat, and one with a lot of English that, tough ball to keep in front, and those certainly put us in a situation. But then there's also a couple really hard hit balls. I mean, you just can't ignore those either. So it's just one of those starts. It's just amazing how good it was last time out, and that's what we've seen so many times this season. And ones like these, just kind of like we talk about, you got to have a short memory with them. Not reviewable. And I think if we even had, you have to hit the ball, you have to make contact, and it didn't appear that he did. Yeah, it was news to me too. But first told me that they didn't think he threw the glove, they thought he dropped it, which that didn't buy that one.
Luke Weaver, you got 2 innings out of him tonight, a good situation for him to keep getting his feet wet as a reliever?
Yeah, doing better too. I've still working behind a little bit, got some deep counts, ended up with a walk, but made good pitches when he got into those deep counts for the most part. And we're just gonna have to continue to get him opportunities and see how he responds.
Mike, did you think that double play that you challenged was a 50-50 or were you pretty sure?
It was favored towards our direction, so we took a chance there. I mean, you're talking run. And so if it's 50-50 even, they felt pretty good about it from the beginning. It's amazing, though, how how hard it's been, not even on the road, just on the road, but here too, to get all the replays and get the reviews. And our guys aren't getting angles and not getting some of the reviews. And, you know, it's just the technology still needs to improve to where we get the looks that everybody else gets maybe 20 seconds after our time expires. So it's pushed right down to the end before our guys even get a real good look. And very seldom do we get the slow-mo. So that's something that's just got to improve league-wide. I think if they're going to put pressure on us, they need to realize it's not an issue of us not making a decision. It's a technology issue. And so let's make an investment in the technology to where we can get to these. You know, the majority of those are going to be on first base. Let's, you know, have some access to some slow-mo to where we can get that quick. We don't want to slow the game down either. But, you know, it's taken a while, if at all. There's sometimes we don't even get a review at all, any kind of replay. And that's... You know, it's a shame because it just puts us in a spot where we're guessing like everybody else.
The Cardinals look to salvage a four-game series split with the Marlins on Thursday afternoon. Michael Wacha makes the start in the series finale.